Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, thank you, sir. We'll let you know, the audience that is, as soon as anything changes. I want to have Alex Hammerstone on, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. There's always a new scam going around. But the other thing that got my attention was I saw the notebook that this Vance Bolter, I guess is his name, the shooter in Minnesota, had with him. And I saw TruePeopleSearch.com on it and TruthFinder.com, 3 days free. And it just struck me about just how much information is available for people and how easily can you be identified online, and is there such anything as security at all? And we're welcoming Alex Hammerstone. How you doing, Alex?
Not too bad, not too bad. How's your week going?
Good. How's everything in Cleveland?
It is good. We're supposed to have weather like you coming up. It's going to be in the 90s and rainy.
So. Oh, that's not good. That's not good at all. You don't want that. Let's talk about information that is generally available on the internet. Do you think the average person would be surprised? Because I know a long time ago, maybe a year ago, I had to mail something to my accountant, and I looked up his address, tried to find it. I just Googled his name. The pictures that came up, the information that came up astounded me. Do you think the average person would be surprised?
I don't know that they'd necessarily be surprised at how much is on Google or a search engine. I think they'd be surprised at how much marketers have about us, or companies that kind of aggregate and sell information have about us, and how much of a picture they have there. And I think what's interesting is so much of this information is available, so much of it's public record, and what's really changed is now it's right there at your fingertips. You know, it used to be you could find out anyone's address, but you had to go down to the parish office and kind of, you know, blow the dust off the old books and kind of, you know, look for it. But now all that information, you can get it while lying on your couch.
Is it a concern to you personally about, you know, you do interviews all over the place about people finding out about you? If you say something maybe somebody doesn't like, or they do information, or they look up information on you?
So I had a pretty decent, you know, media profile for over a decade, and you know, there certainly have been some incidents and some unwanted contact. I'll describe it that way. And I think the other thing, if you think about it, you know, the best way to hide is to have a common name. You know, think about somebody with a very common name, and you go and search for their address. It's going to be hard to find. But if your last name is Hammerstone, you're much easier, right? And so, you know, it's just, whether it's your voting records or your mortgage or what have you, this information about where you live and a lot of other things is just out there.
Is there any way we can protect that information at all, or keep people that we don't want from, you know, finding it, having unwanted interactions with us?
So generally, no. There's some exceptions, right? Certain states, you know, have some laws where you can, if you're in law enforcement or you've been the victim of violence, you can have some of that information removed or obfuscated. But generally it's out there. You know, if you want to actively hide your address or information about yourself, it's a lot of work. You know, and if, especially your address, you know, you'd have to kind of set up in most cases, you know, some kind of trust to hold your mortgage or your house. And especially, you know, people that are starting out, you know, they don't necessarily have the money, you know, to pay lawyers to set those things up. So the information, as I said, is just kind of out there. And I think the biggest difference is that you don't have to go down to the parish office, you know, the county office, depending on your state, and look it up. It's just all right there on your phone.
Quick note to the commuters, the causeway is now open. It was just a breakdown with some debris in the road. Carlton Dufour Show telling us it's all cleared up and the causeway is wide open, so don't let that keep you from heading from the North Shore to the South Shore. We're talking with Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, about just the amount of information, address, phone number, et cetera, that's out there online. There are sites that specialize in this. I mentioned the Minnesota shooter had True People Search. I think he had another one up there, truepeople.com or something in his notebook, from which he got a lot of this information. These sites specialize in that?
Yes. And really, they're kind of two different kind of streams, right? There's one that they sell it commercially to marketers, you know, who are going to, you know, buy that information to reach out to you, whether it's by mail or phone or email or what have you. And then the ones that also, you know, target themselves to consumers. Mm-hmm. And usually there are two levels too, right? There's the free version. There are a lot of free sites out there, but also you can sign up for paid versions, and they're pretty cheap, that will give you a lot more information about people. And what those sites do is they're just aggregating public information. So you can get all that information yourself. You know, you can go out to different, you know, search engines or different, you know, government, you know, websites and find it. But these companies aggregate that data and make it really easy to find.
I want to open the phone lines here, the Oconar Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. If you have any questions about security online or the internet, online information that's available about you, somebody texted in about license plates. Alex, is that the last bastion of protection, or are there ways where people can go online from your license plate and find out who you are and what you do and where you live and all that stuff?
So generally, your license plate, it's going to be pretty tough for the average person that doesn't have, you know, access to government resources, mm-hmm. to find your name and address for your license plate. You know, it probably is one of those kind of last holdouts. Now, your license plate is easily associated with the make and model of the car and things like that, right? You can go on, if you want to sell your car to one of those, you know, online places, you just type in your license plate and they get all the data from that. But it generally would be very difficult for somebody to find your name and address from your license plate. You will see, you know, cases, you know, fairly commonly of, you know, law enforcement that ends up being arrested, mm-hmm. for using those databases inappropriately. But generally that's going to be pretty difficult.
So I get emails about it's time for an oil change here. My car is worth that. Where did they get that information from?
It's just yet another huge database, right? You know, all the information is just bought and sold and commoditized. And so, you know, whether it's being sold by the lender or, you know, the dealer, or sometimes even states, you know, might be selling that data for the registration data. I think people will be surprised at that, too, is how many government agencies sell that data. So, you know, if you think about it, if you want to market, you know, a specific product to a certain make and model of car, then they can buy those lists.
Somebody texted in about the dark web and license plates, and they said basically that you're kidding yourself if you don't think somebody can go on the dark web and find out who you are from your license plate number. Any validity to that at all? Because I don't know anything about the dark web, and maybe you should explain to people, you know, we take things for granted, what the dark web is.
Sure, and really the dark web, it's the fairly simple explanation is it's kind of a separate internet, and you just need a special browser to get to it. It's not difficult, right? You can go out and download that browser. You know, a lot of organizations have information about how to download that browser. It would take you about 30 seconds, depending on how quickly you could download something to be out on the dark web. And, you know, what it is it's kind of unindexed web pages. And so you have to know where you're going, and a lot of people, you know, will be on there selling, you know, certain information or illegal content or what have you. It's important to note that it does have legitimate uses, right? So if you're a journalist in a country where it's illegal to be a journalist or something, you know, they oftentimes use, you know, certain browsers or certain things to obfuscate their identity. You know, certainly on the dark web, you can buy lists of, you know, credit card numbers or bank account numbers or, you know, a lot of other things. And certainly there are, I'm sure, you know, hacked license plate databases or stolen
license
plate databases.
That was my question, because you would have to believe, with all the hackings that have gone on, that government databases with license plates, registration information, et cetera, has been, what's the word I'm thinking of?
released, right?
Released, or compromise was the word I was
compromised.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, what I would say to that is, you know, absolutely. Is it likely? Sure. You know, have I seen specific examples? No. But I also don't spend a lot of time on the dark web. So,
So what can we do to protect our identity, if anything?
So there's really kind of two things, right? One is, you know, it depends on how long you've been out there. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've been online or owned a home or been registered to vote for decades, you know, it's going to be much more difficult to hide your identity. If you're just getting started, you know, there's certainly, again, a lot of these things take effort and cost money. You know, things like putting your house into a trust, right? So your name doesn't, you know, come up. It's, I guess, you know, things that are really difficult, like paying cash for everything. But when you think about it, you know, think about all the things you sign up for every day, right? Your loyalty cards at stores, just all these different things where we're giving out our name and address, and it's just all out there floating. Now, I will say, not to sound like an old man, but, you know, when I was in high school, you know, on every corner there was a payphone, and hanging, you know, from that payphone was a big book with all our names and addresses and phone numbers. So it's nothing new there.
Somebody else texted in about wanting to go and have their information removed from the dark web, and I don't know how in the world you would go about that. Would you? Can you?
So there's services out there and companies out there that will kind of, you know, can help you remove, you know, information from, you know, whether the internet or the dark web or really anything. It's tough. If someone's promising that, you know, certainly I would take that with a grain of salt. But it's tough to get your information, you know, off the internet or really off anywhere because again, it's just out there and it's being bought and it's being sold and aggregated. And, you know, information has a very long life.
When it comes to elected officials, there's no way to remain anonymous because you have to prove that you live in the district when you run, and I guess your address becomes public information?
Yeah, and they're registered to vote, and, you know, just like the rest of us. You know, and certainly, again, really for anyone. You know, and it really does, you know, you see it sometimes with high net worth individuals are able to kind of have, you know, more complicated ownership structures or things like that. But in general, if you're registered to vote, you know, your voting records, you know, out there, you know, then and just it's so easy to find out where someone lives these days.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll get back. I want to talk about some of the latest scams that are going around. Alex Hammerstone, our guest, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Please do not text and drive. But if you have any questions about internet security or scams, Alex, also tell us about Trusted Sec when we come back. Somebody texted in, wanted to know what that was. 920. Later on this hour, we'll talk to Jeff Palermo about those LSU baseball Tigers. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL. 926, talking to our friend Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. The Minnesota shooter went to a couple of different sites, found phone numbers, found addresses for people, for the victims that he had on his list, and we're talking about internet security. So I want to know about Trusted Sec, Alec. Tell me about that and what you do.
Sure, absolutely. So Trusted Sec is an information security consulting company. Been around about 13 years. And we're based in Northeast Ohio. We work with clients around the world, everything from sole proprietorships to multiple members of the Fortune 50. And we build and assess information security programs. So we do a lot of work like penetration testing. So basically, you know, being paid to kind of hack into companies and then tell them, you know, what we found and how to fix it. And really all different kinds of cybersecurity program development services. And we're pretty well known in the industry. So
somebody texted in, they have a recently minted college graduate starting their life, and how can they protect their daughter from being victim to any type of online stalker or anything like that? Or I would think out of college, it might be too late. It depends on what has been the presence online already, right?
It is, and it's really tough, you know, and to kind of stop somebody that's, you know, directly targeting someone, right? That's really putting in a lot of effort to, you know, find their information and so on and so forth. So I think the advice is kind of more general, and you know, especially for younger people, you know, they've grown up with the internet, they're used to sharing everything. They share kind of locations and you know, pictures of everything that they do and so on and so forth. And some of the old advice that we've given for a long time, you know, decades at this point, you know, if you go on vacation, it's great to share photos. Everyone wants to see those, but don't share them until you get back, right? And really limit, you know, who the audience for those photos is. And you know, don't let people know where you're going to be. You know, a lot of people will post on a public forum, you know, that they're going to be out at a certain bar or restaurant or so on and so forth. So people kind of concerned about their privacy should really avoid that kind of thing, you know, and really just limit as much as you can what you're sharing online.
So let's talk about it was unpaid tolls. It seems like those exploded. And then I don't know if people caught on and they're not working anymore. Or maybe they just moved from area to area like a con man. What's going on with this DMV scam that the FBI is talking about? DMV, yeah.
So it's yet another scam, right? And, you know, scammers, like anybody, they're going to do what works. So when they have success with certain types of scams, they're going to continue those.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And what they'll do is they'll purport to be from, you know, a government agency, whether it's the DMV or the IRS or what have you, and they'll send threatening notices. You know, it's interesting because, you know, they'll try to mimic what people are used to. You know, the toll scams worked really well because it was small amounts that people didn't question. And I think people thought it was plausible that they might get a message that they missed a toll. Yeah. So same thing with the DMV. I think people are always concerned. You know, you register your car every so often or you have license plate issues. And so when people receive a message like that, they're likely to assume it's real. The other thing is it's really a numbers game. You know, it costs almost nothing to send out thousands of texts, and they only need to get a few people to respond to, you know, make their day worthwhile.
So what does it look like, the DMV scam? What would people receive on their phone? And is this the same as smishing is what we're talking about?
So smishing is one of those things. So just about everything, you know, information security tends to have a unique name. Mm. And so we're used to phishing, right? And so smishing is just really phishing, but sent through SMS.
Instead of email?
Right. And then phishing is, you know, through voicemail and so on and so forth. So, you know, as I said, we're used to the unpaid tolls, but the DMV ones are, you know, coming out and they're going to tell you that you have an unpaid toll or unpaid registration or something like that. Again, they look official. You know, it's interesting. You know, one of the hallmarks of a lot of these scams is the word kindly. So they'll ask you to kindly pay or, you know, kindly respond or something like that. You could probably cut down on a lot of scams if you just filtered out, you know, anything with the word kindly in it. Mm-hmm. But again, when you receive one of these, just immediately delete it. You know, I've been around a while and I will tell you, if you owe the government money in some way, they're not going to send one text and forget about it. You know, you'll start to receive, you know, U.S. mail and things like that. So I think everyone should be comfortable. If you get a text saying you owe a toll or owe money or anything like that, just go ahead and delete it.
This is a great text. Is there anything you can do to prepare for ID theft or other data misuse issues, since it's nearly impossible to prevent your info from getting out there? So basically, what can you do to prepare for misuse? Is it inevitable? Is it going to happen to all of us?
I guess it depends on how we define, you know, theft or misuse. I think everyone listening, you know, has probably received multiple letters over the years, you know, saying our information has been involved in some type of breach. So that's common. I think full-on identity theft, where someone's going out and taking out loans in your name or, you know, using your identity in that way is less common, but it's extremely impactful. And I think, you know, preparing and prevention are a little bit different. You know, I always recommend that people put a hold on their credit. You can reach out to the credit bureaus so that nobody can open an account in your name unless they have the PIN. Mm-hmm. And people aren't seeking credit and opening new accounts that often, so it's not a pain, right, to have to do that. The other thing is, you know, sign up for every single alert your bank or credit card offers. You know, you can set it up so you get a text message anytime there's any activity on your bank account. And that way you can know if something's unexpected or wasn't you and let the bank know right away. The other thing is, I'm a big fan of using credit cards. You know, it's a whole different discussion about, you know, people kind of being smart with their money and not carrying balances or anything like that. But credit cards offer so much consumer protection. So if you're using a credit card and, you know, somebody steals that number, you're generally not liable for the money. So credit cards can be a great protection mechanism for people that are shopping online or in real life. You know, banks are a little bit different. You know, with debit cards there are some different rules. So, you know, those are kind of the big ones. You know, don't reuse passwords across multiple sites. And really check your credit. You know, it's required that the credit agencies are required to let you see your credit report at least annually. But don't forget to do it for your kids as well, because scammers will oftentimes steal the social security number or the identity of an infant or a toddler, and the parents won't know or the kid won't know until they're, you know, 18 or 19 and started to seek credit. And the scammers have been out there using their identity for, you know, 18 years.
Somebody texted in, I'm getting a text about a package delivered to a box location in another state from the post office. Is that the latest thing going on? Or one
so
of
that's
them?
Another one. So we've always seen, you know, scams that kind of revolve around saying you have a package, right? Mm-hmm. Especially around the holidays, because it's common, right? We all receive texts or updates from, you know, companies and services. You know, I've ordered things from multiple stores and they send text updates. But again, you know, you'll start to see kind of some of the indicators of these scams, you know, with a sense of urgency or they just don't feel right. So if you get a text, let's just say you get it from a company and you happen to have ordered from that same company, you know, just go out to the website or into the app and look up your package status. Don't click in that message if it seems odd.
I've been getting them every day. It seems like the Republicans are this or the Democrats are that. Click here to do this. And I just report it as junk and delete it. Is that a scam or do you know what that is? They're trying to gather information, or I don't know if anybody else has been getting those or not.
So like a lot of these, you know, some of those are legitimate, right? You know, and we can define legitimate in different ways, right? Mm-hmm. So they might be inappropriate marketing activity, but it's coming from an actual registered organization. You know, and others are just scams. You know, they're just seeking to, you know, get your information or find out if it's a live number. But again, if it's an actual organization doing it, then there are different levels, right? Is it an official candidate or is it some, you know, kind of random organization, you know, out there seeking information?
Somebody else texted in, and this is one I've gotten before where, you know, hey, Fred, how are you doing? Are you coming to pick me up or whatever it is? And then I guess they try to lure you into a conversation. That's another one.
That's starting to get really common, too. And it's like weird things like, hey, what are we having for dinner? Mm-hmm. Or so on and so forth. And they're hoping that you'll reply, you know, saying, hey, I assume you didn't mean to send this to me or so on and so forth. And then they'll kind of go from there. They'll start having a conversation. Oh, you know, it worked out well that, you know, you responded to me because I'm actually looking for an investor. Mm. That's kind of a ridiculous example. But, you know, those things are happening. So, again, you know, if you get a wrong number text, just delete it. You know, you don't need to reply.
If somebody does click on it, can the person, the scammer, and I don't know where they are, China, wherever this is coming from, do that, or it could be coming from next door, I guess, you don't know. Can they glean information just because you clicked on it, or do you have to actively provide it to them?
So that's one of those questions that's kind of a yes, but. So in general, you know, you're less likely, if you just click but don't actually put in your password or your information, you're much less likely to have an issue. Mm. You still don't want to click those links. You know, but, you know, what they're really looking for you to do is to click that and then start giving your information out. That's not to say just clicking can't cause you problems, but, you know, what they're really looking for is for you to enter your credentials.
So if you don't know them, ignore it. If it seems like it's very urgent or threatening, ignore it. Accurate?
Yes. And again, I know there's a lot of legitimate business conducted, you know, through text messaging or email these days. But really, if you kind of think about it, there's not much you can't ignore and not have a problem. So I just think if it feels off, ignore it.
If it's important enough, they'll get back to you. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time as always. Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, about those LSU Tigers. 9:37, 23 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.